and thank you for calling the Depo Provera line. My name is John, and I'm a case intake specialist. This is a recorded call. Who am I speaking with?
I have a new claimant on the line, Jennifer Phillips.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll go ahead and take the call.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate the transfer. Hi, Jennifer. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
Not yet.
Okay. And I sure hope I can help you do so. But to do so, I do need to ask, were you diagnosed with a meningioma, which is a type of tumor, after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Unfortunately, it was longer than 1 year.
But... yes. Okay. I'm sorry to hear that, Jennifer. So the law firms we work with are interested in helping people file claims for compensation for damages. And that's because they unknowingly received Depo injections that led to a meningioma type of tumor that can be linked scientifically to the Depo injections. So I'd like to ask, what was the approximate date of your diagnosis?
The approximate date was 2016, September 15th, I believe.
Okay, September 15th, 2016. That's when you got the bad news that they found a meningioma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And before I go any further, I do need to ask, Jennifer, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or even signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you're an adult over age 18, so you could participate in this lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And you're a citizen as well as a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Jennifer, could you provide me your date of birth, please?
July 15th, 83.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that correctly, but I'll try. Was it July 18th, 1983?
15th.
Oh, 15th. I'm sorry. July 15th, 1983?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. Do you happen to know anyone else that has received Depo injections and also developed a meningioma similar to yourself?
There was one female I knew of a couple of years ago, but I don't have her contact information.
Okay, I understand. There was actually that question is to see if there's any person that you know that you could refer so we could help that person. All right. Thank you, Jennifer. Did you consume or use the brand name Depo Provera made by Pfizer?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Bear with me here. I so apologize. I'm just had a technical issue. Bear with me here for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Regrettably, I've got to ask again. Did you say you were diagnosed with a meningioma on September 15th, 2016?
That's 2015.
Oh, 2015, I'm sorry. That'd be September 15th, 2015?
What? Okay, wait a minute. You're saying the diagnosis is it was September 2016 on the 15th, I believe that was.
Okay, thank you. The reason why I have to re-ask that question is the system didn't save that date properly. Okay, so it's September 15th, 2016 is the day of your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'm trying to recall from memory. I think you said your date of birth is July 15th, 1983?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. All right. Now I can resume. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year and receive at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. The law firm does ask for the approximate dates you were receiving depot injections. So could you provide me the start date when you started receiving injections?
That was around 2008. In June of 2008, the beginning of the month.
Okay. So to the best of your best estimate of when you started would have been June 1st, 2008?
Yes.
Okay. And then what about ending? When did you stop taking Depo-Provera? Would that have been around before, just before your diagnosis of meningioma?
Yes.
Okay.
It was like around 2015.
Did you stop taking Depo-Provera 1 year before your diagnosis?
Something like this. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like.
Okay. Do you know what month you stopped in the year 2015?
September.
September. Okay. And you probably don't know the exact day of the exact day. So could I put for your when you stopped getting injections September 30th, 2015? That would represent the last day of the month of September. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The next question you already answered, which is, did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through present date? The answer is yes, because you had used Depo-Provera between 2008 and 2015.
Yes.
Would you agree? Okay, thank you. All right, now I can ask you questions about yourself. Your gender is female, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and your legal first name is Jennifer. Is that spelled J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R?
Yes.
Thank you, Jennifer. And do you have a middle initial?
M.
M as in Marie?
Yes.
Thank you. And your last name, is that Phillips, like P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then, Jennifer, you don't have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third. Is that right?
No.
Okay, thank you. All right. The law firm also, if you meet the criteria, I'll have you sign two forms towards the end of our call. That will be the authorization to, for legal representation that allows the law firm to represent you.
Hello?
Hi, Jennifer.
Yes.
Okay. The law firm does request your Social Security number to place on the release for medical records.
Okay. Social?
Yes, please.
I'm not comfortable giving that out.
Okay. I do understand. We're conditioned not to provide social securities over the phone or to anybody for privacy reasons and for security reasons. However, I do need to let you know this is for participating in the mass tort lawsuit, the Depo-Provera. The law firms need the social to put on the request for medical records. That form submitted to your doctor as well as your hospital to get medical records to confirm your diagnosis. That's the purpose of the social.
Okay. Well, can you give me some time to think about that? I've been a victim of identity theft and identity fraud, and I need to do a little bit of research, I guess, or something, because I'm just not comfortable giving that out.
I understand. What I can do is to accommodate you, what I can do is just use the last four digits of your social. That should be more than enough to put on the request for medical records, because they'll see your name, the last four of your social and your date of birth. That should be enough for to validate that they're collecting medical records for the proper person. Would that be okay with you? And again,
okay.
you'll see that towards the end of our call when we sign the two forms together.
Okay.
All right, and the last four, please.
3200.
3200?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer, any forms that you do sign, copies will be sent to your email address. I have on record for an email, DANNI_DEE, the number 2, the number 8, at hotmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then the phone number that I have on my caller ID, this number is 678-254-9330. Does this number belong to you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And this is your cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay, great. It may seem as if you're all signed up to participate in this lawsuit after completing the screening with me and then signing the legal agreement between you and the law firm and signing the request for medical records, but there is one final step, and that's called a case verification call that occurs between you and the law firm. It is a quick call. It only takes a few minutes, and what you can expect is they do want to confirm over the phone with you personally that you've received depot injections in the past, you do develop a meningioma afterwards, and that it's okay for the law firm to begin working on your case by submitting the request for medical records. That is a case verification call. It generally occurs within 24 to 48 hours. That's within a day or two. Since today's Friday, it probably won't happen until like Monday and Tuesday at the latest. But what would be the best time of the day that you can be reached to complete that call? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And Jennifer, I'll need your address, please.
I can give you a mailing address, 2213.
Okay.
S is in Sam, A is in Apple, S is in Sam, S is in Sam, E is in Elephant, R is in Rabbit.
Is that Lane in Augusta, Georgia?
Yes.
Okay, and that would be zip code 30909?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And is that a house or apartment?
House.
Okay, and no apartment number, unit number. All right, so the next set of questions, Jennifer, are actually medical-related questions. So I'll be asking the name of the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma, as well as the name of the doctor that treated your meningioma. We'll start with the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma.
Okay. Let me think. That was the doctor
that found your meningioma or told you you have a meningioma.
I've had several doctors, so I'm trying to think of that one in particular. Barron, I think that was Dr. Barron at the time.
Can you spell out, is that his first name or last name?
Last, B-A-R-R-O-N.
Okay, that's the last name.
Mm-hmm.
And where is he located? Was that in a hospital setting that you got the diagnosis?
It's the Augusta University.
And what's the name of the medical center?
That's what it is. Augusta University has different, like, departments, if you want to say. But okay. I was, like, the primary.
Okay. I did find Dr. Harold Barron, M.D. He's affiliated with Augusta University Medical Center. Is that your doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he's the doctor that diagnosed you. He's the person that confirmed the presence of a meningioma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And that was at Augusta University Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Bear with me here, okay? What I'm doing is I'm actually searching for the address for Augusta University Medical Center. Is that the facility? Yes, okay, 1120 15th Street, Augusta, Georgia, 30912.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Bear with me here. Now, did you also get treatment at this facility?
Yes.
Okay. And likely, was it under a different doctor that treated you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. By the way, it looks like it goes by Wellstar MCG Health Medical Center. Is that right? That's the current name?
I'm not sure.
Okay. One moment, please. Okay, thank you. All right, and then did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
Prior? No.
Okay. All right, and then the next question is, who is the, what is the name of the doctor that treated your meningioma?
That was Askiel, I believe. It's A-S-K-I-E-L. I remember that name because it was a funny name. But the last name, I think, don't get me wrong, I think it was Bruno.
Would that be Dr. Askiel Bruno, a neurologist in Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes.
Okay. And that doctor is responsible for your treatment?
Yes.
Okay. And did he treat you also at Augusta University Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, bear with me here.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but the whole point of participating in this lawsuit is to help you get justice, to get compensated for the damages, past and future medical bills, the pain and suffering, as well as any loss of income attributed to like getting treatments, maybe taking time off from work to get treatments. So that's will be factored into your compensation. All right, the next question is about the doctor that just prescribed Depo-Provera. Could you provide me the name of the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera?
Prescribed it?
Yes.
At the time, that was the doctor, Barron.
Dr. Barron?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. All right. Dr. Harold Barron was not the doctor that told you you had a meningioma. He was the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera.
Okay, so, no, that was my primary care.
I'm sorry. I apologize. No, I understand what a primary care physician is, but the question is Dr. Harold Barron the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma? Is he the doctor that told you, okay, that you have a meningioma? Okay, very good. And again, that was at Augusta University Medical Center?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then Dr. Askiel Bruno is the doctor that treated your meningioma.
Right.
Okay, and then did Dr. Harold Brown also prescribe you Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And where did you get the Depo-Provera injections at?
In office.
In where?
In the office.
In the office. But what was the name? Was that at August University Medical Center, or was it at Dr. Harold Barron's office?
That was at Dr. Harold's office, but at the time, I'm thinking if I'm not getting, because like I said, I was going to a lot of doctors, but I'm believing that one was at the Augusta University as well.
And when you, again, so you believe you got your injections at Augusta University Medical Center? Is that how I understand it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they have different, that's why I said it was different departments. So they have a primary care there, and they have a, you know what I'm saying? It's not just a hospital.
I get it. Okay. Was it the same location, 1120 15th Street?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Bear with me here. Do you know what kind of doctor Harold Brown is? Or Barron?
I I said primary. I said that was my primary.
Okay, thank you. Bear with me here. I'm just entering this information in. So if I understand correctly, where you got diagnosed with a meningioma and where you got treated with a meningioma and where you received depot injections were all at the same place, but different departments, but it was Augusta University Medical Center?
Yeah.
Okay. And if I understand correctly, Dr. Barron diagnosed your meningioma, but he was also the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. But it was a different doctor that treated your meningioma. That would have been Dr. Esquiel Bruno?
Yes, that's okay. The one who yes.
He treated you. Meaning like, okay. All right. And did you say was there any other doctors involved in the care or diagnosis of your meningioma?
Not that I can remember at offhand right now.
Okay. All right. You're doing well. Thank you. What I'm doing is just typing up a note that you received Depo-Provera injections at the doctor's office. Okay. And then do you happen to have any medical records in your possession that can confirm the diagnosis or the treatment plan?
Repeat that.
Do you happen to have any copies of medical records that can confirm your diagnosis or treatment plan?
Yes.
Okay, good. And you'd be able to provide those to the law firm if they requested them? Either by mail or electronically? Okay. They probably won't request them because they can request them directly from the doctor in the hospital. All right. We're getting close to wrapping up, Jennifer. The law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact? And does that person live with you?
I don't have no family here.
I'm sorry to hear that. Is there somebody, generally the law firm just wants to contact that person if they can't reach you for a long period of time. Is there any person that you could list as an emergency contact, even if it's far from you?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. Okay. Jennifer, I thank you for being so patient as we conduct these screening questions. I need to inform you, you do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. The law firm would like to represent you or take on your case. They'll make the final determination through that case verification call that's going to occur within the next day or two. If they do accept your case, they'll do so on a contingency basis. What that means is that you don't pay anything until the law firm is successful in getting you compensated for damages. And if they are successful, you would get 60% of the recovery amount, and then the firm would keep 40%, which is standard for a mass tort or personal injury lawsuit. Is that okay with you?
Okay.
If they're unsuccessful in the unforeseen event they're unsuccessful, you would not owe the law firm a penny. You wouldn't owe them anything.
Okay.
All right. So what you can expect now is I'm going to send you a text message, and that text will include a link to the forms, the DocuSign forms. That'll be, again, that authorization for legal representation, as well as an authorization to release medical records. And then once we finish signing, you and I will be done. But don't forget, there is that case verification call that occurs in a day, another day or two. Bear with me here. I'm double checking my work to make sure everything is good before I send out the paperwork.
Okay.
Yeah, everything looks good. I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but you're about to be in good hands. This law firm is a very good firm.
Thank you.
Okay, by now you should have received a text message, and that text has a link to the forms to sign.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, okay. My phone went black. I have a problem with my phone. It is like I can't touch anything. It's like black right now, so I can't even hang up the call. You would have to hang up the call for me to even check anything. I have to get another phone.
Okay. Do you have access to an email address? Your email?
Yes.
So if you log into your email, the forms are actually available on by email.
Okay, so you want me to sign them and send them back over, right?
It's actually, once you sign them electronically, they'll be sent immediately right over. I can actually see the signatures and everything. So, and the point of signing together is I'm on the phone with you to answer any questions you have about the legal agreement.
Sent them over already?
Yes, I sent the documents to your email address, danny_dee28@hotmail.com, and I also sent the documents to your cell phone. So you could either sign using your cell phone, or you could sign from your email address, from a computer, accessing from a computer and using your email.
Okay, so I can't check my phone right now. So I'm looking and I don't see any document. Maybe it hasn't came yet.
Is this your email? Can you read out your email for me to make sure I have it correct?
DANNI_DEE28@hotmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's what I have.
And and where is it coming from?
It is coming from DocuSign.
Okay. I don't see it right now. Can I just give you a call back, or you give me a call back?
Can resend it to you. The point is that without signing the agreements, you're not signed up to participate in the lawsuit, and it's my responsibility to ensure that you have all your questions are answered when you sign the agreement.
Yes, so that's why I said, can I call you back? Am I able to call you back? Or are you able to call me back?
Oh, yes.
Sign them, I just,
yes, I can.
Can't get, I can't. If you sent it to my phone, I could send it back to you. I just cannot get into my phone right now.
Okay.
You'll have to call. You'll have to hang the phone up for me to access that because I can't get into the phone.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Right now, seeing it in my email is not, so that's my only other option.
I understand, Jennifer. Give me one moment, please.
Okay, I have them. They're actually in my junk email.
Okay. Have you done electronic signing before?
I have.
Okay, good, good.
Okay,
it looks like it is completed. Jennifer, thank you for being patient through these screening questions. I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but I am pleased to tell you that you're about to get legal representation from an excellent law firm, a large national law firm that has a lot of experience litigating against billion-dollar corporations. So you're about to be in good hands. Even though you and I are finished, don't forget that in the next 24 to 48 hours, actually in another day or two, business day or two, you'll get a call from the firm. It's a quick call. They just want to confirm, as I mentioned to you, that you did get depot injections. You were later harmed by the injections by a diagnosis of a meningioma. And that it's okay to submit the request for medical records to start working on your case. In the meantime, what I'm going to be doing just before we hang up, I'm going to send you a text message from my office line because I'd like you to have record of the person that helps you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit. That's me, John Maurer, the case intake specialist. And plus, I'll put the name of the law firm and their phone number in that text as well. So bear with me here. You're very welcome. When they do call, they'll be calling from a 909 number, just to let you know. 909
Thanks.
Area code. And bear with me here. I'm almost going to send you that text. Okay, Jennifer, I just sent you the text. You should be getting it in about a minute or two. Did you get it?
I told you I can't access my
phone. Oh, that's right.
Now.
I'm sorry. I apologize. All right. Jennifer, I want to say thank you again for letting me help you. When you do get the text, could you just kindly confirm that you received it? That way I can rest assured, no, go home today and knowing that you did get all my contact information.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you have no other questions, I'd like to say thank you and for letting me help you. And I'd like to wish you a good rest of the day and a good weekend, okay? And happy holidays coming up.
All right.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Okay.